Good morning. A friendly reminder that today is the 17th day of the Omer. If you haven't counted as yet, please do so during daylight hours. Also, a friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 7:20 p.m. Learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by Lilei Nishmas Yehuda and Bero Ben Yaakov Halevi, and also in memory of Yehuda Ben Nisim. The Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Negayim. We are in the 14th parak Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So the Mishnayos have told us a lot about the process of becoming Tahor. And one of the things that is very important for the Tahara process is the two birds. And the Mishnah tells us, Shtei Tzipar Mitzvasan Shiyu Shavos B'mara B'komo B'damim U'lekichasan Keachas. The two birds ideally should be identical in appearance, in height, in value. And they should be purchased at the same point at time. Because the Pasuk says, V'lakach Shtei Tziporim, which seems to imply you should get it at the same time. However, says the Mishnah, Avo Pishenan Shavos Ksheros, even if they're not identical, the process, the procedure is okay as long as they meet the requirements of the fact that they are kosher and they're wild, duror, in the process. Now, Lokach Achas Hayom Vachas Lamacha Ksheros, if he purchased them at two separate times, they're also going to be considered kosher. Shachat Achas Mayam Benitzei Shalo Duror, what if he shechted one of the pair and it turns out that that one of the pair is not considered what we would call non-wild, so therefore it's domesticated. So then we see that that procedure is not correct because the Torah says it has to be tzipar duror. So yikach zug lishnia, so the Mishnah says you can still take it doesn't ruin the entire pair, you can find a match for the second bird. But since it's not a proper bird, the designation has no validity, and you can eat this bird. Now, shachta b'nim says treifa. What happens if you shechted the bird that you were supposed to shecht, and it turns out that it was treif, that it wasn't going to last more than a year? So again, it turns out that the bird wasn't prepared properly, and so therefore, yikach zug lishnia, you're able to go ahead and take a match for the second one. And harishonu muteres b'hana. The first one, which is treif, you can have benefit from it. You can feed your cat, etc. Nishbach adam. What if the pair was a good bear and you shechted the first one and you gathered the blood and of course the blood accidentally spilled out? You have nothing left. So in such a situation, tamas hamishtalachas. Then the bird pair designation was good. Only problem is you messed up, and so therefore in that situation the bird has to be left to die. Meis hamishtalachas yishafech adam. If the bird that's supposed to be sent away dies, so then the blood is no good, because there's a problem fundamentally in the carbon. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Vav, Mitzvah Seis Eres. How do you decide, how do you figure out how much cedar wood you're supposed to bring? So the Mishnah says, Arko Ama Avyo Kervia Kera Amita Achas L'Shaim Shtayim L'Arba. The cedar wood block should have to be an Ama long, and it should be thick as a quarter of the leg of a bed. How do you do that? You take a bed leg and split it in half, and then in half again. Mitzvahs Ezov, when we talk about the Ezov, lo Ezov Yavan, lo Ezov Kochli, lo Ezov Romi, lo Ezov Midbari, v'lo kol Ezov sheyesh lo shem levai. When we say you also have to take an Ezov, a very lowly hysip, it can't be a Greek hysip, or a Kochli, or a Roman, or a desert. If it has any nickname attached to it beyond the word Ezov, it's no good for this procedure. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ezras Hashem. We will continue with the end of Masechta Negayim when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.